Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 182, What is God Asking of You? Last week, Michael and I saw the movie with Jim Caviezel called The Sound of Freedom. It's a difficult movie to watch. And I know that there are critics that say it was highly fictionalized, and there are others that say many true stories have a fictional element to them, and the message is, you know, really important in showing the problem to the majority of people who live in a little bubble suburban life. So there we were watching the movie, and after about 10 minutes, I really wanted to walk out. I thought, you know what? I know this is a problem. I know it's a thing. Why do I need to watch this uncomfortable movie? Well, when the main character is really considering how deeply he's going to get involved in the trafficking issue, and I don't want to spoil anything if you're going to go see the movie, there is one line that he says that really hit me. And actually, aside from the importance of the topic and all the statistical data that they show about how big the problem really is, which I think is really, really important and critical, this one line really made me stop and think, and it's really stayed with me so that I felt like I wanted to share it with you all. The line is, so remember, he's considering doing some really drastic things to get more involved with cleaning up the trafficking problem. And he says, when God asks, you don't say no, and you don't delay. And that line has really stuck with me. When God asks, you don't say no, and you don't delay. So this episode is basically going to be an examination of conscience for you. I'd like to ask you some questions to just think about your life. We are so involved, and I'm sure this is get back to school, whether you're homeschooling or taking the kids to school. It's very, very hectic and maybe a really good time to step back and take a few minutes and think about your life. What is God asking of you? We might be tempted to think that it needs to be something big or something that changes the world in a dramatic way, or maybe something that is worthy of a movie being made about it. And while movies and big projects are important, it's really the seemingly small and insignificant things that God asks us to do that are important and can change the course of history. Is God asking you to stay in a difficult marriage? Is he asking you to carry the weight of till death do us part while your husband is figuring out his issues? Is God asking you to take the lead in creating the marriage you and your husband wanted without keeping score of what he's doing, what you're doing, what he's not doing? Are you being asked to show up with heroic, sacrificial love, empathy, curiosity, and maybe a dose of serious requests in change of behavior or stated boundaries for you and your husband? What is God asking of you as a woman, as a child of God? Is he asking you to spend time every day with him in prayer? And just FYI, if you think about it, oh, I should pray, or, oh, I could pray, he's asking you. If it comes into your consciousness and it's good and it's right and it's true, it comes from God. Is he asking you to work on a specific virtue? Right now, what fault or weakness pops into your head that you know needs work? And if you strengthened it in your life, would make your life so much more joyful. What is that thing that pops in your head right now? You know what it is. Is he asking you to work on it? Is he asking you to come and receive him in the Holy Eucharist more than once a week? Is he asking you to organize a book club or a podcast group? I have a few podcast groups throughout the country. Women brought other women together. They listen to one of my episodes and then they talk. They have serious discussions about things that I proposed, questions I asked, and it fulfills their need for connection, but it also helps all of them form themselves a little bit more. Is he asking you to be open to life and the possibility of another child to bless and enrich your family? What is God asking of you as a mom? I have been a 100% stay-at-home mom. I've been a part-time away working mom. I've had a business here in our home while raising my children. The work was important and sometimes necessary, but raising my children and creating a home was most important. What is God asking of you? Is he asking you to be a more available mom? Is he asking you to lead your children in virtue and morals with more connection with them, being friends with them, not like peers, okay, but a friend who makes eye contact and has an element of affection and fun and leads them to truth in themselves, the world, and ultimately to God? What is God asking of you in your home? Is he asking you to finally make decluttering a priority so you can keep a home clean on the regular and without the drama? Maybe he's asking you to commit to small habits that make a huge impact in the running of your home. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, we read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." There's a sense of unfulfillment that so many experience, no matter if you're a woman who stays at home with the children full time, or works outside the home, or is an empty nester. The feeling of unfulfilled is because of a thought we're having. And for as many people out there feeling unfulfilled, it's probably a different thought. Maybe it's, I should be doing more. Maybe it's, I should be doing less. Or this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, or I don't like what I'm doing, or I miss what I used to do. Why do we feel unfulfilled? It's because we're not all in. Where we are isn't where God wants us, or maybe we're not all in because where God wants us isn't where we want to be. And rather than asking the question, what does God want of you? What does God want of me? We stay stuck in the feeling of unfulfilled. We feel unfulfilled because we haven't embraced God's plan for us. We've tried to create our own plan. Hey, we don't need to have a plan. God has the plan for you. He has the plan for me. Never, ever, ever in my wildest dreams did I think God's plan would be for me at my age, after raising 7 children, to have a podcast. What the heck? Never did I imagine that his plan would be for me to learn all this crazy tech, and I wouldn't have chosen it if I wasn't certain it was God's plan for me. Never did I think he would want me to reach out to women I don't even know and coach them so they can be happy. They can have the marriage that they really, really desperately want, so that they can be the kind of mom who has fun with her children, isn't always fighting with them and listening to complaints and being disrespected. But that's where God, in his infinite wisdom and plan, took me a few years ago, to reinvent my life, basically, to become something I never thought I would be. I thought, after all the children left, I could take some naps. I thought, after all the children left, I could just waste time and just have fun and go shop or lunch or whatever. I thought that I would just spend all my days with my grandchildren. I love my grandchildren, but that's not where God wants me to be. He wants me here on this stage making a bigger impact. And if you knew me personally, you would know I'm an introvert. I am, as they put, an extroverted introvert, where I can intentionally be extroverted, but really I'm just an introvert. But this is where God has called me. And I only know that because I asked and I listened. He's waiting for you to ask. He's waiting for your attention. He's waiting for you to listen and trust and let go of control. There were many days when I was home with the children where my mind would go to, this is unfulfilling. And I had to stop myself and say, this is where God's placed me. And so I need to find fulfillment in the laundry, in the keeping of the home, in the meal prep, in, most importantly, the connection with my husband and my children, and in creating a home haven. That's what he was asking me to do then, and this is what he's asking me to do now. What is God asking of you? When God asks you, don't say no and don't delay. He loves you and wants more for you than you could possibly want for yourself. So ask him, what do you want of me? Have a great week, everyone. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at Janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.